That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers here, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch just outside of Laramie, Wyoming, this March 11, 2023. Boy, the time just marches right on for sure, just like the month, but we're glad you're here, and we've got a couple men on with us this morning. Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Brother Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Remnant, we welcome you as well. We have open phone lines this morning, 307-745-5913, and be glad to take your call, and we thank you for joining in. But we're going to open up in prayer, and Jason, would you open us up this morning?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just ask, Father, for your blessing upon this program this morning. We ask your blessing upon your people, and we ask, Father, that you be with their spirits, that you lift their spirits up, that you allow them to continue to have the faith that they need. We pray, Father, that if they're not equipped with faith, that they learn the faith that they need to have, and that they can tap into the power of faith. Lord, I ask that you just continue to fight with those that fight against us, war with those that war against us. And Lord, pray, Father, for those that dig a pit for us, I pray that they fall into it and we're just there to cover it up. I pray, Father, that these fiery darts of the evil one, that they intend for us to be destroyed, I pray, Father, that you just return their fiery darts back to sender and that you deal with them as you see fit. I pray, Father, that you remove the hidden reefs in our love feast, and I pray, Father, that you just continue to do a mighty and an awesome work. I thank you and praise you for all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, Remnant, phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913, And I got a couple notes written down, but I'll, Jason or Paul, you got anything you want to lead off with? We'll sure start there first.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Well, one thing, you know, California, once again, in the news, looks like they're under flood watches, some record floods, or potential, looks like it, coming in, and continues to be in the news. You know, it's whether it's floods or fires or what. And on the financial end, this SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, crash, taken over, shut down just this last week, and it was one of the bright and shining stars. That was a quote from one of the reports that I saw. And just last month, just in February, and we're just 11 days into March, and this happened earlier this week, but just in mid and late February, it was being pushed and promoted as a great buy. You know, one of the touted as one of the new signs of the economy and just how good business is going, especially in California. And it like several others in the last 6 months, it's just gone, just shut down. And you know, pay no attention that the CEO sold $3.78 million worth of stock last month. Pay no attention to that. Anyway, just, you know, it these things that certainly have been going on for quite a while, but they're just being a little more visible. I think people are seeing them a little bit more and realizing that you know, it's part of that Babylon falling. It's part of the this deception that it just isn't working anymore, I guess. That's the thought that comes to mind anyway. I just part of Babylon falling.
Well, think of silicone, you know, it's phony. The whole valley is phony. Look at all the people, you know, and from what I understand, a lot of these companies are not doing that well there. And I know very little about that, but the whole thing is phony. You know, you take our dollar, it's phony. The Federal Reserve got us in 1913, and by 1917, they had us in World War One. Rothschild was quoted as saying back in the 1800s, I could care less who they put in charge of the country. He who controls the money controls the country. He says, I control Britain. That was his word. And it's nothing has changed, and people are still in business. But it's coming apart. It's just built wrong. There ain't no foundation under it. And the people have gone whoring after it, you know. Oh, they get these stimulus checks, they think, yeah, well, the grocery store is drying up on the other end, so it's a dead-end street, no matter what you think. But remember, it's the gospel, it's the good news. The kingdom of God has been under attack since Adam and Eve, and it's not changed.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
I wanted to say that, you know, this program is designed to encourage our people, but we have to be realistic, too. And remember, the gospel is the good news, and that's who wins. So there, I just want to, you know, make sure that we're not so pessimistic, but you got to be realistic, too.
Amen.
Yeah, and, you know, as we just got the Dragon Slayer newsletter volume 2 in the mail yesterday, and as I was writing the from the editor, I put in there, and I don't know, it's been on my heart is faith, and I started going back and listening to several of Dad's messages that he had done on faith, and I forgot how many times that he talked on faith. And it was a lot of times, I mean, you can listen to these CDs and you can tell that God was teaching him something that he wanted taught. And a lot of times that's what happened with Pastor Peters, because he was taught a message. because that's what he was supposed to be preaching on. And I just went to the online store and typed in faith, and it was just like, oh, wow, I remember this, I remember that. But a lot of them I had forgot about. And but it was obvious that God was using him to teach his people faith. And I think that it's one of these things that's more important than ever. I think these were timeless pulpit truth messages that need to be taught now, and people need to be getting and hearing and learning these truths, because it's part of our training. And when everything goes south, it's you revert back to your training, and people need to be trained on faith. They need to have that foundational training so that they can rely on it. And you know, looking at these messages, I mean, just the names, it's, you know, the fight of faith, getting greater faith. There's a series on getting greater faith, and I think there's 13 of them. Maybe there's more than that in it. Saved by faith, killed by faith, mechanics of faith, increase our faith, equipped with faith, faith, hope, and love. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on faith versus belief, obedience, faith, and baptism. And it is, I believe that that's something that is going to be more important in the future than ever. And encourage people that if they don't have these CDs or if they haven't listened to them in a long time, there's things that, you know, I've heard these messages, and I've probably several of them I've listened to several times, but I still got good information out of it. And it sure made me think about a lot of things as I listened to them. So encourage people to get those CDs. If you'd like more information on that, contact us. We'll get you hooked up. But I think that that's, you know, like the things that we're seeing. We're telling you about the things that we're seeing in the real world, and it's our duty to talk about these things. But at the same time, it's our duty to give you the tools so that you're equipped to fight back against what's coming. You know, right now we got this, you know, this assault weapons ban that they introduced here in the state of Colorado. And boy, this one's a doozy. And, you know, the thing is with people, there's people out there that say, oh, well, assault rifles, who needs that? Well, you know, it's terminology. I don't own an assault rifle. I own a defense rifle. And that's just the way it is. And they want to name things and tell you how bad something is when they have no idea what they're talking about, except for they're trying to disarm people, and they want to disarm people. It's easier to control it, disarm people, and that's just the way it is. You know, I've been telling people for a long time, you know, these firearms right now, they are cheap, they are available, ammo prices are reasonable, and, you know, people, I hear people complain about powder and primer prices and how they've went up. Yeah, well, everything's went up, and it's at least available, and if you want it, you better get it. And you know, now that stuff's going away, then, you know, people are complaining about, well, how do I get this and how do I get that, and you know, it's just ridiculous. You need to get stuff when stuff's available. That's just the way it is. But I mean, this they're not even thinking about the number of gun shops and jobs that would be lost in the state. And the financial impact that it's going to have on the state if they shut down all these gun shops. There's a lot of gun shops that would completely be shut down. There's a lot of gun shops that would have to drastically reduce their staff. And it's okay to sell them to somebody out of the state of Colorado. You know, they would have so many days under this bill, and it's just ridiculous, because they could sell it to, the gun shops could sell remaining inventory to out-of-state residents. So they want to get them out of the state of Colorado, but they don't really care if they go to Wyoming, Nebraska, or wherever. So, I mean, it's just the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
Yeah, and they let the criminals that aren't obeying the laws anyway, they let them walk free. You know, do all the drugs you want, steal everything you want. They slap you on the wrist and turn you free. Guys, let's try the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hello, this is Richard, Louisiana. How y'all guys doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to say I'm new to the show. Been listening for a little while, Pastor Peters. And actually, I learned more from Pastor Peters in a few months than I've learned in 56 years at a Catholic church. So it's been great, man.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, guys.
All right, Richard, thanks for calling.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And I would say welcome aboard, because I think we would all agree with you that the pastor certainly had a way to, like Jason had said, you know, pastor, God had a way of allowing Pastor Peters to go through something, to learn something, so he could use, you know, whatever, his real life experiences to teach and to train, whether it was on, as Jason, as you mentioned, quite a bit on faith, or on, you know, on being a man, on being a Christian, no matter what it was. And I think we'd all agree with our caller from Louisiana. And that's we're sure thankful. You know, it's not that you know, pastor would just point us to Christ, and that was his you know, that was that was his goal, and he did a good job of it. He really did.
One of the most profound things he ever said to me, and you, nothing bad ever happened to me. If you knew his life from the world's point of view, nothing actually good happened to him, but he understood, blessed are my afflictions, and he taught from the heart. And a lot of his sermons were put together on the trip to the church on Sunday morning, so he was certainly sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes, amen to that. Amen. Well, again, Remnant, just like Richard in Louisiana, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And got a text from a brother yesterday, and it just makes you shake your head. And then saw a little headline this morning, trying to look a couple things up before this broadcast. But pro-abortion activist Jane Fonda suggests murdering pro-life Americans. You know, she says, I just think murder's okay in our fight to maintain and keep the right for abortion. Now, if that's not doublethink, if that's not insanity, at least to the way that I think most of us think, but I think that it shows that it is war. You know, they proclaim peace, peace, love, love. Jane Fonda was one of those love child, those hippie love childs of the 60s. Love, love. But what do they do? What do they really, we really get to see how they really feel about this. And I think that the enemy does this. They're moving forward. They are, you know, they are so bold they don't hide their desires anymore, and it's because they do the desires of their father, who was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And so I say praise God that these things are being revealed. I know we preach to the choir when it comes to these things, but there's many out there that are just you know, new listeners, new people that are having their eyes opened, that are seeing sometimes for the first time, you know, even though it's been around, but seeing these things and hearing from their own voice, yeah, we just may have to kill these white people if they want to keep, you know, keep abortion away from us. And when they, you know, people finally hear that, and I think it finally starts to sink in.
Well, it's got to get so bad that all these people can actually see it, because, I mean, this has been bad for a long, long time. I was cleaning out one of my brother's thing, and I found my old food dryer that he bought, and I bet I bought that 45 years ago. You know, I thought this thing was going back down then. Look how long it's held on. So, but my point is, some people have eyes to see and some don't. If you have ears to hear, let them hear. And the line's being drawn. One of my favorite sermons, or not the whole principle thing, that what time is it? You know, and what he said to that sheriff says, well, may the best God win. And that's it. I want to be on the right side, even though I look outnumbered.
Yeah, amen to that.
And I am old.
Yeah, amen.
Well, you talk about love. You go into these steeple houses and talk, give them some real truth once, and you'll see how much love's in that church. They turn on you so fast and make you head spin. Having the love of the truth is a, you know, you're going to, if you follow God and go after his word, you're going to lose a lot of people that you thought were friends, you know. Look what you said in that Bible study, you destroyed it, Richard. You should feel really bad about yourself, but you told them some truth and it just dissolved it.
Yeah, and the simple truth was, you know, how dare you quote scripture? 1 John 3:4, sin is lawlessness. That was all it was. That was all it was, you know, because they were talking about sin, and there must have been, oh, there were about 12 men there. There were there was the head of the local fellowship of Christian athletes, and there was just all kind of, you know, big to-dos from the university, and they were, yeah, oh yeah, we can't do this, and it's just this displeases God, and that's what I said. Let's just, you know, when the Bible defines sin, you know, sin is lawlessness. And Jesus himself said, depart from me. Even though they said, oh, Lord, didn't we do this? And didn't we do this? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we build great cathedrals? Didn't we heal the sick and all this in your name? And he says, depart from me. I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. Now, I don't need a theology degree and 6 years in some college to be able to see that when Jesus says, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness, you know, there's a tie-in there. And if we're going to tend the sheep, if we're going to feed the sheep, then, you know, that's what we have to tell them. Hey, this is, you know, it doesn't matter if somebody says that law is nailed to the cross. Jesus speaks differently. The word speaks differently. And there it is. And, yeah, it was like a hooker walking in church. Let me tell you, it got real quiet. And that Bible study.
Yeah,
no,
you've seen it firsthand. You've seen it firsthand, and that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You know, I went to the consistory. I was the managing board of the church. I was raised in about the 501c. They all walked out on me, and they want no part of it. It was devastating to me at the time. But man, you don't know what a favor they did me. Also, I might have been still in there, stupidest ever.
Well. I thought I had the phone line ringing there. Guess not. But, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. You know, things are sure heating up on the international stage as well. Not to throw a bunch of pessimism out there and warn you. But Mexico, you know, I think we see that even the Mexican president came out because we've had some American senators and representatives have said, hey, listen, we need to call the drug cartels what they are, terrorists, and you know, put an end to some of this violence. And the Mexican president says, oh, if you do that, I will I'll put some dirt out on you Republicans. And so, you know, things are heating up down there on our southern border. Of course, you know, don't worry about the, you know, was talking with Jason yesterday as we were finishing up the newsletter. You know, just imagine whatever town you live in that today 10,000 illegals walk into your town, and the government's got a little place set up for them, but you know, they're all over town. They're sleeping in the park, they're urinating in your yard and doing other things, and you know, some of them have guns, and they don't speak the language, and they've just invaded your town. And then tomorrow, guess what? There's another 10,000. And the first 10,000 are there. And that's what these towns on our southern border had been going through for the last 2 years. Crime and rapes and stealing, and it just, and none of it's reported, but it's rampant down there. And it just continues on. And the drug cartels are over. The fentanyl, the Chinese fentanyl that comes in, because our people ask for it. Now, there's no doubt there. But it comes in, looks like little, have you seen some of the pictures, people? Looks like little colored sweet tarts, little candies. That's by design. It's war. It's absolute war. And the Mexican president says, how dare you speak against it? This is just the way it is. And I'll spill some dirt on you if you guys want to keep talking about it. So we'll see how that goes, but that's kind of awful close. And North Korea. So I've been seeing some headlines about food shortages. They're not announcing food shortages, but if you read between the lines and some of the headlines, one this morning was people are apparently parents are surrendering their children to orphanages because they're starving. They don't have enough food to go around. And, you know, I 99.9% of the time, I don't think twice about North Korea. But when you look and see, we know that one of the things our enemy does is they put their with their plans, what they want to do or what they have done, they put them out in their movies and their TV shows and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they have long used North Korea as one of those villains, you know, that either attack the country or that, you know, launch the nuclear missiles or whatever it is. And so I personally think it's worth paying attention to, not worrying, not fretting, because I can pray about the enemy in North Korea, and that's enough. That's enough to give me peace. But I think that there is. I think that there, you know, we're seeing that more and more of the getting to be severe food shortages there in North Korea. And, you know, those are things that that do foment war, that do cause those crazies to get a little crazier. And so... and again, I think it proves the word true. You know, wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes and, you know, we forgot about the what's the death toll of that Syrian Turkey earthquake just what last month, 6 weeks ago, 40,000 people, and they're still digging people out, but it's not on the headlines anymore, so everybody forgets about it, but. But it's these things that we've read of in the Word that we see, that we're living. We're living these times.
You know, the Bible says that there'll be plenty of food for those that believe. You know, He has a way of feeding us. You know, He took care of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. He can do that again. You know, He can keep your jar of oatmeal, whatever it is, ever from ever going empty. You know, so that's the faith that we need. We can't live in alarmness. You know, there's no way we can prepare with enough ammunition or food to beat this thing. It will be a spiritual battle that wins it. You know, and God will fight our battles when we do it His way.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. I would agree.
Yeah, there's that.
I mean, and if you look through the news, like you were talking, Paul, you know, it's not to scare people. I mean, it's, you know, Great Britain, they're trying to decide if they want people to start to register their backyard chickens. There's this, you know, Walgreens gets their $54 million contract in California, you know, killed by Newsom. But, you know, it's because they refuse to sell drugs that kill unborn babies. And, it's, you know, there's ups and there's downs, and it's just, you know, sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction on some of the stuff that's going on, and some of the stuff you can't even hardly believe it. But, you know, it's like, it's God's teaching His people He's still in control, and, you know, people are going to have faith. I mean, whether you have faith or whether you're going to be taught faith, you're going to have to, you know, it's going to be, and there's going to be those that, I guess I should say, that fall along the way. But it's the strong that are going to survive. It's those that are going to have faith in him that are going to survive. There's exciting things that are happening. You know, just this week, I don't know if you've seen this last Acres magazine, Paul, that, you know, it was, you open the cover and it's an article on Gabe Brown, and it's stuff that we were talking about for the last several years is kind of becoming mainstream also. Have you noticed that?
Yep, I did. I read it. So, yeah, you know, he definitely laid on a hill. You know, and look how God used him. He put hay on his farm for 4 years in a row. I mean, he was just picked out for this story, you know. And it, don't put your faith in Gabe Brown, but I'm just telling you, he's a light on the hill. So, yeah.
He opened my eyes to a lot of different things. And, you know, I know that I know as you read his book and read his testimony, basically that book is his testimony. And, you know, and he gives the credit to God, which I really appreciate that. But it was over and over and over, and, you know, basically broke down and, you know, got to the point where he didn't have anything else to do. And it's an exciting story. And you can read about it in the book, Dirt to Soil. And but that was stuff was, you know, so it was stuff that was everybody said was crazy. Everybody said, oh, it won't work here, it won't work there, and it's completely changed agriculture.
Yeah, it's on a roll. You know, the only thing short of that is you know, you don't really gotta be smart. You know, if we kept the land Sabbath and open pollinated seeds like God intended it, we wouldn't be in this mess, because, you know, a lot of these people that are going for it are doing it without God, you know, and they're fairly successful. But God, you know, in the last chapter of Second Chronicles, the land will get its Sabbath. So this land's gonna sit idle for a while, and God is not gonna be mocked. And as for that's the only thing lacking about the whole Acres thing is it's becoming more and more people are giving him the credit. But I'd heard Gabe Brown speak once, and he definitely at the end gives God the credit, you know. But the thing of it is, like, just like Trump, you know, you go up there as a Baptist preacher, you turn everybody off, you know. Sometimes you give them some truth and then tell them where it comes from. So yeah, it's exciting times. It really is, because this house is going to be cleaned, and cleaned thoroughly, and it's worldwide, and it's going on.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And Jason, I'm glad you kind of let off on those messages on faith, because, you know, we need to always be, you know, having our faith increased. You know, we read in the Word, Lord, I have faith, increase my faith. I believe, increase my belief. Because there is a, as was said, there is a time coming that that the faith that each and every one of us has is tested so that it gets stronger, so that it gets deeper and more foundational, so that, you know, when we learn to be faithful in the little things, well, then greater things can be added onto that, and greater things are coming. They are. I think everybody sees it. A lot of people do anyway. I think a lot of people on this ministry see it. That I like how you put it, Paul. That, you know, house cleaning is coming on this nation, on God's people. You know, that's one of the, again, one of the great importances of understanding who God's people are. Because when his people in this land read the Bible and see these things happening, we see these events happening in our time, in our land, to our people. We don't, you know, it's kind of hard to apply Isaiah and Jeremiah and the things that they talked about and the dual prophecies and stuff. It's kind of hard to apply that to the Chinese. It's kind of hard to apply that to the, you know, those that live in other nations. But it's not real hard if you haven't been brainwashed by the Antichrist Judeo-Christians. It's not hard to see that those things are happening right here, right now, in our land, in this nation with a Western Sea and an Eastern Sea, in a land of unwalled villages, and all the other many prophecies that are told about throughout the scriptures of this, what this new Jerusalem would be like. We have recently reprinted Pastor Peter's classical teaching, The Greatest Discovery of the Age. And the way that they're getting ordered and getting sent out, Jason, we're going to have to print some more here before too long, because they are being ordered in bulk. And people are getting them, and I don't know if they're passing them out at church or on street corners, but it is one of the greatest discoveries. And you know, in there, Pastor likens the discovery of America by Columbus. It was just the start, and that opened up all types of stuff. And that's how this greatest discovery is. When you realize who the people of the Bible are and who they aren't, it puts an entirely correct and biblical and proper perspective on the Old Testament, on the New Testament, on who Jesus came for, and who those people are today. And anyway, it greatest discovery of our age. And so if you're like our caller from Louisiana, a new listener, if you're not familiar with that, you let us know. We'll send you one, because it is a great teaching, and I think it's a faith building teaching as well that you mentioned, Jason. You mentioned a lot of those messages on faith, but I think that that this greatest discovery sure helps with that. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to say thank you for the show, and wanted to just say encourage you, praying out here for you, and love you, man. And I wanted to encourage a brother from Louisiana coming out of the Catholic Church. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm out of North Carolina.
Out of North Carolina. Awesome.
It's a beautiful sunny day out here.
Amen. Well, thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right. You men have a good weekend.
God bless.
Thank you.
Just that easy, folks. 307-745-5913. And yeah, it is. It's good to hear from new listeners. We've got an email just this past week from a listener in Germany that said he'd been listening to Pastor Peters and doing his Bible study, and was realizing the need for baptism. And so we're working with him via email and to see what we can do for him. And Remnant, that's those things happen because of those of you out there that support us here, that allow us to continue to broadcast out on the website 24/7 those timeless truths that resonated with us, those truths that so many years ago that our pastor was putting out, and that we do our best to continue to do that today, because people are still waking up to it. And we'll go back to the phone lines. Good morning, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, this is Eric. I wanted to say I've given away many, many of those Greatest Discovery partial, you know, samples of the real tract you're just talking about. It's 6 pages long.
Sure.
Much cheaper. And if people won't read much of nothing, you know, they might just read this. It's such a short one, and you're not wasting your money if the people are newbies. Well, I'm over here at a place called Southern States. It's a farm supply in a small town in Carolina, and I got some white clover seeds to go around my corn to hold the weeds out after the corn comes up. So I asked them about their antibiotics. They told me yesterday they don't sell them anymore. He said it was an edict that came down from the federal government and the corporate headquarters of Southern States. You cannot sell antibiotics anymore. You have to go to a vet. And I went to a tractor supply company. They had a 1/8 ounce tube of terramycin for dog eye infections. My colloidal silver is not cutting the mustard now. 1/8 ounce tube terramycin for $28.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen a little bit about that. Yeah, about those backing off on the antibiotic shells.
Yeah, they did the same thing out here. And they started it a couple of years ago. Tetracycline, penicillin, whatever. I mean, just basically every one of them. And it was interesting to see which stores got on the bandwagon of prescribing, making you have to go to a vet or have a prescription to get it, because a lot of them kept selling it for a while afterwards until they ended up getting in trouble. But that's what they said. It's like, you want any of that stuff? If you want any of the horse drugs, cow drugs, goat drugs, anything like that, you got to have a prescription written by a vet. And one of the things that spurred that was the surge in people going to buy the wormer, the Fembendazole or the ivermectin, and taking it internally. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where people, when they were buying the horse wormer, they're like, what are you using it for? And, you know, I mean, and I'm a firm believer in, just being direct and telling people it's none of your business, because, you don't have to answer the questions. I mean, people open their mouth, and that's usually when they get themselves into trouble. So keep your mouth shut. People don't need to know everything. You don't need to tell everything you know. And that's where a lot of that started.
And the poor doctors, they need a lot of money, so they have to be protected. You know, the one of the greatest, Dr. Dan was your dad, right? Dr.
Yes.
Dan Junker?
Sir.
Well,
yep.
Anyway, LDM is an awesome antibiotic, antiviral, such a good thing. But as far as going in the eye now, I didn't have anything but the colloidal silver and clay, bentonite clay from Fort Benton, Wyoming, clay. Wet clay takes away infection and pain immediately, even in your mouth, bloody infected wounds, anything. Well, that's all I got to say. Call again another day.
Thanks, bye. Eric. God bless, brother. Good hearing from you.
People are so naive, they'll go tell their doctor something they're doing, and they just get shut right down, this influence of our enemy, like corporate headquarters, shuts us all down, because I went into a drugstore, wanted to get some boric acid last year or so, and they said, we don't sell that no more, but this is, and I seen a thing in Tractor Supply chicken feed, they did an analysis on it. I didn't see it all, but it was just, there's people in corporate headquarters that know exactly what's going on, and they don't want this stuff out. And they're just like they're really turning on the afterburner to shut this thing down. So, but the thing of it is, if you have a truth, like Jason said, even a bluebill wouldn't get caught if he shut his mouth. And don't say everything you know. The Bible says, listen much and speak little, and you be careful who you talk to. You be so, well, I got the gospel, that we have here at Scriptures for America. I identify the players and stuff. It was so exciting, and then you go say, well, you got to change your diet. And you can get a little arrogant over it because you have that truth, too. And pretty soon you learn not to say everything to everybody. If you got somebody that's worthy of hearing, it's one thing. But arguing don't help. If you love that truth, you love it, but just be careful how much you speak to everybody, because they're well organized. Most of our enemies are in corporate management. Let me tell you right now, they bought up just about everything, and they want to completely control the food supply, everything. They want to destroy us. That's what their goal is. So
Amen.
Be careful.
Amen. Even Jesus said, I have much more to tell you, but you're not ready for it. I heard again, wrapping up the newsletter the last few days, was able to listen to the stream. And folks, Jason has done a great job on the new website, scripturesforamerica.org. I hope you've seen it. Revamp, working on getting more resources there. But the live audio stream has been really good and clear. And was listening to it and listening to Pastor preach on that very thing just this week, that you know, that there's, and he was talking about, he had went out and talked to some at like a skinhead convention, something, and he was just telling them, but that it applies to all of us, I think, that that Jesus said, I got more to tell you, but you're just not ready for it yet. And and Paul, I think that ties in with what you're saying, that yeah, we sometimes we get this truth and we just want to go and just give people both barrels and unload it all and this and this and this and that, and it does. It may be a little more difficult, but a lot of times it might be beneficial to just wait on, you know, let them see your example. Let them see maybe how you've changed. Maybe let them see, whatever it may be. And then if questions are asked, well, that's a whole different story. You know, be ready to give a defense, the word says. But, you know, certainly, like the word says, and you know, we do it in love and not in arrogance. And that's not always understood by the world. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello, gentlemen. God bless you. This is Brother John Kevin from Buffalo, New York area. Praise God for Eric. What he just said at the very end there about the wet clay, just these natural, remedies, I guess you call them. And also we encouraged this gentleman from Louisiana to call. Praise God on that. And then I had two quick questions. You guys mentioned Acres Magazine. Although I'm not a farmer, you know, I don't have the ability to farm right now, it's always been in my blood. It's, you know, part of our Holy Seed line. So I've been getting this Ag Web daily. Is that this egg? You know, I don't read it daily, but I get it, read it when I have a chance. Where do I get this Acres Magazine is one question. The other question is, I think it was Jason was mentioning some drugstore that doesn't sell drugs, kill babies. What drugstore was that? Or what place, if you can say that?
Walgreens.
Okay.
Yeah, Walgreens. So basically, they decided not to sell. Decided not to sell, or were scared to not to sell. But this new Mife Pristone, which is a an abortion drug, so they took it out of all their stores out of 20 different states so far, and California was one of them. And that's when Newsman basically, he came out and said, well, we're canceling the state contracts with you. And basically that was a $54 million contract.
We'll let them recover it from Jesus 100-fold, right?
Absolutely. Acres Magazine is acresusa.com if you want to get that magazine. I've enjoyed it recently. I quit getting it several years ago just because I got tired of so much of the stuff that was in there. But recently, it's just it's turned around, and I've actually enjoyed a lot of it. AcresUSA.com. That's how you sign up for that. But I think it's a really good magazine.
Okay, and
early on
the website that Richard said is all revamped. Wow, I noticed that too, and I was like, wow, they got somebody who did some technical expert over here. Yeah, so you did a great job on that, so thanks again. Thank you, man. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
No, early on, Acres was kind of a bunch of earth worshipers. I even canceled my subscription, and recently it's had some really good stuff. You know, it seems like it's really grounded much more than it ever was.
I would agree. I would agree as well.
Yeah. that's encouraging. You know, there's alternatives. You know, there's just thousands of acres. You know, like one guy in Indiana, 7,000 acres, he just cold turkey went organic, you know. And I'm not particularly organic. I think science-based is a better thing, because organic is kind of a cult-like religion. Just because you think it's organic, it may or may not be. You know, people like to ride the wave
exactly.
And make money.
Yeah. Well, Remnant, we also want to encourage you. It is almost springtime. Got a couple of 91st days coming up here at the end of the week, the 18th and 19th of March. And if you're not familiar with the 91st days, they're based on the solar calendar, basically Sabbaths between the seasons. And we've got the 91st days treatise on that Pastor Peters put together years ago. And so basically it... you know, wraps up the solar year of 2022, and then Monday, March 20th, is, I think it's Monday, is the spring equinox, and that starts the new solar year, and that's day one. 14 days later is Passover. That'll be April 2nd, Sunday, April 2nd, and so, you know, to the world, it's a week before the end of the year, the last week of the year, so to speak, on the solar calendar. And so New Year's Day coming up, March 20th, spring equinox, and then again Passover on April 2nd. And we make mention of this in that newest Volume 2 newsletter that got in the mail yesterday. So be looking for that. And... we do encourage you to go ahead and mark it down. April 2nd, we're planning on an early evening message from the La Porte Church of Christ on that. And you can pick that up on that newly revamped website, scriptures4america.org. And so don't forget those dates. And along with those, you know, a lot of places I was hearing down there in Colorado, Jason, Fort Collins Farmers Market was going to start opening up. And so... Remnant, we encourage you to be looking for those things wherever you're at. If you're like Eric in North Carolina or John in New York or Louisiana or wherever, it's that time of the year. And so be looking at those. Be talking with your neighbors that might be having, you know, these, whether it's beef or milk or chicken or whatever. And... you know, be neighborly. Look for more. These things are available across the country if you'll take the time to look. If you're not like John, Kevin in New York there, you know, if you're not able to do these things and raise them up, before, I bet you not too far away from you, somebody is. And I think that's part of these... the practicality that we need to get back to, the practical application of, you know, of doing our best to love our neighbor. And when we do that, it gives us an opportunity, even though it might be a small opportunity, to step away from that corporate America. If you can get a dozen eggs from your neighbor, that is a whole lot better than getting them at Walmart. It just, we don't have time to go into the details, but it just is. And we've talked about that. I think it is part of that preparedness, part of that, I think obeying what Jesus said were the two greatest commandments, love God and love your neighbor. And it's better for you. I know we're between chickens right now, but I've got three neighbors that we support in getting eggs from, and those are just some of the best eggs you ever eat. It's just as simple as that. And night and day difference between that and the grocery store eggs. So, well, men, thanks. We're out of time again. Thank you so much for joining us. And callers, thank you for the comments and for tuning in. And Remnant, we invite you to join us at church tomorrow, scriptures4america.org, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. and we'll have a scriptural insight, review of the news. We'll have a Timeless Pulpit Truth, another new message for you after that, and the opportunity to partake of communion as well. And so we hope you'll join us, and we look forward to seeing you there. And for all of those that are His, we pray the Lord's blessings upon you, and we thank you for your prayers and your support.
Rolling, 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 stay kind.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay kind. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
snake hide. Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, stay kind. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more.
Stay kind.
Stay kind.
Stay kind.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.